Greetings, comrades. After reading the beautiful tribute that Big Man wrote, I racked my brain trying to remember when the brother might have visited our chapter in Kansas City in the late 1960s, because I just can't remember us showing him around our various community projects there, including the Bobby Hutton Community Free Health Clinic and the Free Breakfast for School Children programs at three locations, all churches. I can't remember him sitting in on our daily PE classes as we learned about people fighting for their freedom all over the world and began to realize our collective strength as a majority on this planet. I don't remember him visiting any of our numerous Panther pads, but after reading his description of our collective lifestyles and struggles, He must have, and I just can't remember, because the brother certainly captured the very essence of the life of the rank and file members of the Black Panther Party, as if he had visited the Kansas City chapter. And to think that same spirit was uniformly strong, vibrant and flowing from city to city, chapter to chapter, all over America and beyond. Revolution was certainly what we were about. What a blessing to have been a part of that movement. Brothers and sisters, that same spirit is evidenced strongly in the youth movement here in East Africa. The names, accents, and languages are different. But these young people here in Tanzania that we have the privilege to work with every day are no different than we. All of us Panthers were back in the day and still strive to be dedicated, committed servants of the people in our communities. The spirit of the Panther rank and file is alive, well and thriving all the way in East Africa among these youth. Take pride in that, my Panther family. And to Brother Big Man, my brother and comrade, you hit the nail on the head in your description. Your tribute was right on and true and had me filled with pride and remembrances. Asante Sana, all power to the people, and keep on seizing the time.